Music right there from a British artist, producer, and DJ Nia Archives. A woman who draws on inspirations as varied as Britpop, Motown, and alternative rock influences to brew it all together into something just so trippy and modern. It is just fantastic. The album is called Silence is Loud, released just last year. We heard the song Cards on the Table. Speaking of fabulous music released just last year, it was last summer when London musician Lava LaRue released her debut album, Starface. And I just love the story behind the conception of the album. Lava LaRue's makeup artist started drawing a large star on their face before shows and photo shoots in an effort to channel a lesbian Ziggy Stardust, according to Lava LaRue. While it did not take long to build a whole world around this new persona, and that became the genesis of their debut album, Starface. It is a celestial, sapphic, sci-fi adventure. If you are a fan of artists like Janelle Monáe, Yaya Bey, Arlo Parks, Khalees, Macy Gray, you are going to find something that you love in Lava LaRue. We have featured the album a number of times here on the program, and it's just great listening every time I come back to it. We heard the song Starface's Descent from Lava LaRue. And then kicking off that set, British R&B singer-songwriter Vivi Brown. From her album Samson and Delilah, we heard the song Faith. Okay, right now, it is music from, you know, another artist that's been making some traction here on Girly So Groovy since releasing her newest album back in January. It just so happens to be Toronto's Tamara Lindemann, best known as The Weather Station. She's been making music as the Alternative Folk Project for over 16 years now. And the latest seventh album from The Weather Station is called Humanhood, which documents the messiness of human nature, just performed with absolute eloquence and compassion. Tamara Lindemann is very vocal on social media about politics within Canada, social justice within Canada, her experience as an artist touring through the U.S., and again, bringing that social justice lens. And that lens goes right through the new album. So without further ado, right now, it is new music from The Weather Station here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you. Break the terror, break the terror, break the terror of urban sprawl. Trash my name.
When toxic masculinity's got you down and you just want to come together to be here now, then you've tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. That is music right there from one woman indie project known as the Minor Birds. The song is called Be Here Now. It was back at the start of Trump's first presidency that the Minor Birds immediately took to action as a political justice singer-songwriter and put together an entire album that was a revolt against that said presidency. It opens with the song Be Here Now, and the album itself is called Be Here Now, much inspired by the work that the Women's March was doing at that time. And I really feel like this world right now needs to hear that song again. Let's be here now for one another. The Minor Birds. Before the Minor Birds, we heard music from Tori Amos, reaching back to her 1999 album, To Venus and Back. We heard the song Riot Poof. And then starting the set off, it is music from The Weather Station. The new album is called Humanhood. It came out at the start of the year in January. We heard the song Mirror from The Weather Station. Well, friends, we are 3/4 of the way through this episode. That means we've got about half an hour left. So coming up in this last half hour here on Girly So Groovy, I've got music on the way from Ella, Raphael, Haley, Hendrix, Mess-esque. But up next, what do you get when you let Feist take lead vocals on a broken social scene song? It is always gorgeous, dynamic listening. So that's up next, Feist and Broken Social Scene, here on Girly So Groovy.
You know it's time.